This is a year in which you have learned to find the path of light, even knowing that all the things around you were working in darkness. And beyond that, a thing that makes it particularly difficult, justifying. There are two things to know about darkness and about evil. We have spoken to you about this before. One is that evil does not know itself. And so when you find yourself in a situation trying to explain why something is wrong or it is not good, and you get either a defense that makes no sense, or you get a rejection, or you get anger, that is because evil does not know itself. And unfortunately, that is true of people who have attached to evil, even if they are not carrying a lot of that themselves. They have attached to it. They have voted for it, so to speak. And so it is, you have all been very brave to go through all of that, because we know you have all run into it at one time or another. And so it is a fine thing that you have held your light. Even when you were angry or upset, you held your light, because that is what you are here for, is to hold the light no matter what else is going on. And so our congratulations for that, beside doing your lives, which for all of you is rather a full-time job, you have also held the light in a time of darkness. Now, you may have noticed that there is a shift in the power that darkness is holding. And we want to point this out not as a, not as a joyful thing, but as a corrective thing. In your, in your stock market, there will be uptimes, and then there will be, I believe they call them corrections, where the market changes its level of operation. Well, this happened with good and evil in your world. Evil had a mighty upswing, and now it is coming down, and light is coming up again. This is going to make your emotional life a good deal easier than it was in the past year. And also, you will be able to see things that you did not notice before, and that is always a good thing. You see, when the world reacts to a bad thing as though it is not bad, it is easy to become neutralized and just say, well, I don't even need to know that that is bad. But of course you do, because you are also part of the correction. And one of the beautiful things about a correction is how powerful you are in the decisions that you make for yourself. When you choose honesty, when you choose directness, when you choose what is helpful and supportive, and you reject all of the things that are not, then you are moving you are personally moving the light forward. And the universe, all of us, cannot thank you enough for that. When you look at the world and see that perhaps you cannot be as powerful as you would like to be in it, but you choose that for yourself, the judgmental word you do not speak, the unkindness that comes to tongue, you simply do not offer that. It does not mean that you are entering perfection, but it is meaning that your own discernment is becoming finer. And sometimes, not always of course, you're able to see past the moment that you are in. You're able to look at the moment and make a spiritual decision about whether or not this moment deserves your energy. And what a fine thing that is to carry into the year that is coming up. You will see the crumbling of many things, and most of the things that are crumbling should crumble. But you want to be there for the rebuilding in light of the things that have thrived in darkness. So for this work, we also are very appreciative of what you do, and we are with you. And that is, of course, all going on while you are growing yourself, while you are learning yourself, while you are going through the many things in life that life challenges. We do want to mention that in the coming year, there is a great deal of support for change. And we are going to talk to you about that for a moment, because we are talking about dimensional change. And that means that you are able to broaden your perspective about yourself and about your life, so that you are able to see the many things that are offered to you, that when you are in fear or on a very narrow path, you simply cannot see. You see, that is a principle of creation. Not so much that you demand what you want, and certainly we are not saying that you do not need to work for what you want, but that you can actually see what you want. There is the power. When you can allow yourself to be your true size, and you can look around you and stay open in that way, so that what is your size can come to you, that is dimensional change. You were able to see more than one thing. For some of you, that will mean surprising things, something perhaps you had not thought of before, but that is a match for you, and that will move you in the way you want to be moved. For some of you, it will be the surprise of knowing that you may choose freedom, no matter what anyone else is choosing. And that in itself is a blessing of the year to come. So we want the best for all of you. And we so appreciate how you have walked through this year, and still you stand. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the power and the knowledge of your own breath, the knowledge of yourself in its light and goodness and ability to heal. And as you breathe, feel that move through your entire body. Feel a cocoon of energy all around you, so that everything you do and feel, any way you move, is protected and is safe. And allow yourself to feel yourself growing. And as you grow, this cocoon grows with you, so you can become as large and expanded and powerful as you want to be, without leaving the protection of that cocoon of energy. So breathe, feel your heart expand. Feel your energy expand. And know that all around you there is love. All around you there is love. Now feel that within that cocoon, the energy of love comes pouring in. And as you breathe in only love. And you exhale fear. Now feel this cocoon takes you above the earth, moves you into the night sky, higher and higher. See the perfect balance of the stars and the lights in the universe, and know that your own light is one of those lights. Feel whole and exactly as you should be in this moment, in this place. Feel how free it is to be a part of the universe. And see that your cocoon takes you to a place that has been prepared for you alone. And see the gates of this place open and invite you to step in to the place that has everything that you need. Step into that energy and begin to fill with it. Feel golden rain dropping, filling your body and your field with this high level of attracting energy. And look at the beauty of the place where you are walking. Feel even the air around you is full of healing. So when you breathe it in, it goes to the place where you most need it. And in this place, you allow that to happen. Upward in your own place and find that there is a teacher waiting there for you. A teacher who guides you, who knows you, who protects you. And sit in the energy and the power of this teacher who knows you and loves you. and feel the teacher's power going into you, strengthening you, bringing you joy. Now see that this teacher offers you a gift, and that gift is a symbol of what you need, and you can take it into your own energy, resting the mind and allowing yourself to know what your teacher has given you. When you've known your gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you and receive the teacher's blessing for the year ahead. Now come back to the gates. As you step into your protective cocoon, be aware of your movement through the night sky. And the freedom and the expansiveness which you want to bring back to your body as you come back to the room. When you've come back to your body, breathe into the center of your body.